Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is me, Sean Liu, coming at you one more time, a.k.a. Reverend Lyle Lewis. Hey, I'm happy to be before you all one more time. As you all know, I am a minister at the Word Evangelistic Church, where my pastor is the Prophet Willie C. Townsend. Our co-pastor is Prophet Denise Townsend. We have service three times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Wednesday and Friday are Bible class. Sunday is a full Sunday service. If you're in the Chicagoland area, come on out and join us. We'll be happy to have you. Or if you can't make it, by all means, tune us in on YouTube. Check us out on our website, wordevangelisticchurch.com. Or just Google us and we'll pop up somewhere, you know, somewhere in that spectrum. So, hey, I want to thank everybody at Anchor. I want to thank everybody at Lewtown Productions. And I want to thank my good friends at Serenity Clothing Apparel. If you can get a chance, check them out. They got good stuff and they are, you know, they have a passion for dressing people to look their best. So, without further ado, I would like to come from the scripture. Let's see. Psalms. What is it? Psalms 51. Psalms 51 and 10. And it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit in me. All right. Now, the reason why I wanted to come from this scripture is because a lot of times you have it where people don't realize the reason why they keep going back and doing certain things, why there's always a repeat cycle, why they can't seem to shake things. One reason why is because you have not got your heart clean. You know, you have to, you know, it's one thing to just say, I repent. It's one thing to just say, Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me. But it's a whole nother thing when you're like, Lord, help me purge this wrong spirit, bad, evil ways, you know, sinful behavior, purge it out of me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what David was asking here. He was like, Lord, create in me a clean heart. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on. Let's read the whole thing. Go, God. It said, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me. Why would he say renew the right spirit within me? Because he realized that it was the wrong spirit that had him doing, you know what I'm saying? It was the spirit of lust. Right? The spirit of anger, which turned to murder, you know. And he was lying. Look at it, he got caught up and it was like kind of like a snowball effect. It just started off at lust and then it kind of snowballed into lying and murder and this and that. You know, this is the reason why David realized, he said, man, I had the wrong spirit. And he's seen the reason why it is so bad to have the wrong spirit. A lot of times, we have the wrong spirit. It'll start off with just us being mad at something, you know, that means nothing. Our wife or our husband said something to us the wrong way. Our kids did something, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. It's always something like something small. But then in the process of it being something small, it goes through the day where more and more stuff like kind of just draws to that and adds to that. Next thing you know, you were just angry because, I'm just saying something, for example, you were just angry at first because, you know, the toast got burnt. Now, here it is, you're cursing. By the end of the day, you done cursed out a couple of people, you done slapped your spouse, you know what I'm saying? You done said something horribly devastating to the children, you know what I'm saying? Nobody really wants to be, you know, it's like, it's snowball, and the whole time, you're just like, only thing you can say is just, I just been having a bad day. Understand this. A lot of times, you know, yeah, there are certain factors that we cannot control, but there's one thing we can control, and that is our emotions. All right. When we feel bad, we have to recognize that there's a bad spirit around us and we have to get that spirit off of us. This is the reason why David said, create in me a clean heart. When he sinned against God, he realized that, you know, his heart was not perfect towards God as he thought it was. See, there was a lot of times back when I was in my young Christianity, there's a lot of times where I thought my heart was perfect towards God until I seen that I did something that displeased him. You know what I'm saying? And how did I know that I did something to displease God? The same way David knew that he displeased God when the prophet of God came to him and revealed unto him what was going on. See, when my pastor came to me, my pastor's a prophet, And he truly is linked in and tied in with God. My pastor is not a pastor who's running around prophesying about houses and cars. My pastor is a pastor that's getting on preaching the word of God as a true vessel of God. And so when he comes to me, just as the prophets of old did, comes and reveals the truth of what's going on within me, within my heart, within my mind, within my spirit, and he brings it out through and by the word of God, it was up to me to accept it. The same way David humbled himself and accepted the report from the prophet, it's the same way I had to humble myself and accept the report of the prophet and repent from there. Now, when I say repent, I mean totally turn from whatever it is that I was doing. Not just say I'm sorry, not just ask for forgiveness, but ask for forgiveness and turn away from all of it. You get what I'm saying? It's not just, you know, with man, you can just say, hey, I'm sorry. But with God, you just saying I'm sorry is not good enough. You have to not only apologize and ask for forgiveness, but completely turn away from that sin and have it be where you don't do that anymore. You don't touch that anymore. Yes, we do unfortunately make mistakes and commit sin and things like that. Yes, we do fall into weaknesses. Yes, we do have mishaps. But that does not mean that we live in them. That does not mean that we just willingly run into them. That does not mean that we just keep letting this be and we just say, Lord, forgive me. No, there ought to be some type of a fight within you to get rid of this. There ought to be some type of determination in you to be more pleasing unto God than you want to be unto yourself. See, what David realized was that he was trying to please himself more than he was pleasing God. This is the reason why he said, create in me a clean heart, renew the right spirit within me, because he realized that everything that was going on, look at how selfish he became, right? Look at how he became a man who was who was unjust. There's nothing worse than an unjust king. He's supposed to be the God's king, and here it is. When I say God's king, I mean the king that the Lord chose, you know, and to lead God's people. And here it is. He's killing men for his mistakes. The king made a mistake. The king did wrong. So he's going to punish somebody else for it. Do you see how like the wrong spirit? He slept with a man's wife. Had the man killed when he couldn't cover it up. Lied to the man to get him to, you know, it was a whole bunch of things. And then after he was done, just acted like it never happened. When the man got killed, he took the man's wife because he found out the woman was with child. And God came back to him and he punished him. But like I said, one key factor that I want you all to pay attention to is how David did not turn from what God had revealed unto him through and by the man of God. When God sent his prophet to David, David humbled himself. As the king, he humbled himself. You're not a king or a queen, and even if you are, who are you in comparison to God, right? If God is sending the word of God to you and saying, hey, according to my word, you're not living right. According to my word, you're not doing things properly. According to my word, you know, your heart isn't right. Your mind isn't right. Your spirit isn't right. And we listen to the word of God and just say, I'll be okay. No, he didn't really. Look, you got to take the word of God serious. David took the word of God seriously. That's the reason why he instantly humbled himself. Instantly humbled himself. Because he realized that he was wrong. And the Bible tells us that without chastisement, you know what I'm saying, that God chastises those that he loves. God will get on those that he loves and that he favors. Why? Because like the Bible tells us, God is not willing that any man shall perish. God doesn't want us going to hell. God does not want us to die and be lost. God does not want us to, he wants us all reconciled unto him. That's his love. That's part of the reason why you say the scripture, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. What was all involved in God giving us his only begotten son? It wasn't just the birth and the death. It was instructions. It was demonstration. It was an example that was set. God sent Jesus. Jesus was preaching the word of God. He wasn't just healing people. He was preaching to people, telling them about the kingdom of heaven and how to obtain it. Instructing his disciples on how to teach the people and draw them to God. Why? Why was he doing that? Because when God gave us Jesus Christ and took him back, he did it so that then this way we could be fully reconciled unto God. It's okay. Think of it like this. It's one thing to know. Let's see. It's one thing. Okay. Let's say. It's one thing to know how to play video games. You know what I'm saying? When I say that, I mean, you know the basic stuff. Hey, this is a joystick. You know, put the game in. You know, this part joystick moves the character. This part shoots, you know, some powers or whatever. And this thing jumps, right? It's a whole nother thing. But notice, you may know how to play the video game as far as you can, you know the controls. But it's a whole nother thing when you have mastered how to play the video game. You get what I'm saying? When you can, when you've learned all the ins and outs of the game, you can actually play it and beat levels. You get what I'm saying? It's the same way in God. It's one thing. Here's how my pastor put it. It's one thing to know of God. And it's a whole nother thing to know God. My pastor preached this message long ago one time. It's one thing to know about God, know of God. In other words, yeah, I know God exists. I know that he sent Jesus. I know that we should go to church. It's a whole other thing to know God. In other words, it's a whole other perspective when you are actually in God, living the word of God, obeying the word of God, coming up to whatever it is that God requires you. We can't just say we know God. This is what was going on. You can't just have it be where you're just saying, I'm saved, or just saying I go to church, or just saying I love God. It has to come through your works. David put his works on the line. First and foremost, he realized his wrong, humbled himself. Then he asked God, forgive me, recreate me a clean heart, renew the right spirit in me. And then from that moment on, you never hear in the word of God that David went back to committing adultery. He left it alone. He turned from it. That's the same way with us. When God comes and he sends the word of God, that's how he's going to come to you. Be it he comes through a prophet, through a bishop, through an apostle. It does not matter exactly who the individual is, as long as they're coming with the truth of the word of God. Not just a Bible story, not a doggone testimony, not just some gibberish that they're just up there talking about. No, the actual in-depth word of God, meaning this individual is tied into God. They get their messages from God. The Holy Ghost touches them while they're in the midst of the message to dig into the hearts and the minds and the spirits of the people to bring out what is necessary that they're battling with so that the word of God can go and touch their lives and heal them, make them better, move them towards perfection, help them to repent, help them to turn to God, help them to turn back unto God, whatever the case may be. The word of God in its truest form has to be preached. Mind you, back in the Old Testament, there wasn't really necessarily like, you know, there were the scrolls and whatnot. But when God came to a prophet, the Lord came to the prophet with a message. And he said, go with my message and deliver that message. So when the prophet came to David, he came to David with the message that the Lord wanted him to deliver unto David. And when he delivered the message, David didn't reject it. A lot of times we have it where we go and reject the messages of the word of God. I will honestly say one thing. I've never rejected anything that God has said to me. I will honestly say that. Ever since I became saved, now before salvation, yeah, I care less what God had to say. I was rejecting everything that he had to say. Once I turned my life to God, once I got saved, I realized it's God that has the full understanding of the word of God. Why not learn from God? You know what I'm saying? It's like if you really, really, really want to know the full ins and outs of how to use Facebook, you go talk to Mark Zuckerberg. He created Facebook. He knows Facebook in and out, right? Windows, Bill Gates. You know, if you really want to know how to use Windows, go talk to Bill Gates. He created it. You know what I'm saying? Whoever created whatever it is, games, weapons, machinery, whatever, if you really want to know the full in and outs. Okay, here's another prime example. Let's go and use video game references again, okay? I don't know if, you know, I haven't really gotten into playing a lot of games lately, but I remember back when I was a kid, there was one thing that the companies would come out with these games. And in the process of coming out with these games, you know what they would come out with exclusively for like the elite gamers? Something called cheat codes. What were the cheat codes? The cheat codes were a way for you to power your characters up in some kind of way to make them, give them infinite health, energy, you know, just to make it to where the game is a lot easier to play because you have these superpower power-ups that help you get through the game. Who better to give you those cheat codes than the company that created the game? Who better to teach you the ins and outs? You know, you got like secret areas. You know, if you read like the video game companies would like put articles in magazines and say, hey, look, you know, if you want to play this video game, hey, look out for this section on level 2, section 5. You know, there's a hidden door. If you go and you shoot the lever in the ceiling, it'll open the door and reveal his power up. You know what I'm saying? Who better to tell us that than individuals who created the game? It's the same thing with the Bible. Who better to teach us than God, who created the Word of God? God sent Jesus with the Word. Jesus didn't just come up with it. God sent him with the Word. You get what I'm saying? Jesus was the Word. So God sent him with the instructions. God sent him with how things are supposed to go. God sent him with the teaching. This is the reason why, like I said, it's important to have a pastor that is tied into God and the Spirit of God. So that then this way you can fully be taught. So that then this way the Word of God can come and truly touch your life in the way that God needs it to touch you. Am I tied into the Spirit of God? Yes, I am. Absolutely, I am. Why am I tied into the Spirit of God? One, I accept the teaching of one that's tied into God. As long as I accept the teaching that God has put in my life, then that allows me the Spirit of God to pass it unto others. This is the reason why Jesus said, he said, commit. This is the reason why it said in the Bible, said, commit what thou heard unto faithful men. I forget if it's Jesus or Peter, but, you know, one of them said it. Said, take what Jesus said. Yes, he did say it, because he said it when he told Peter, hey, if you love me, feed my sheep. That was the same thing as when Paul said, hey, take what I've heard, commit it unto faithful men. He said, hey, look, Peter, feed my sheep. In other words, that what I gave unto you, feed it unto those, feed it unto sinners, feed it unto saints, feed it to the lost, feed it to the found. It doesn't matter. Feed them. Why? Because they need to learn. Why? They need to hear the Word of God. Why? They need to learn. They need to grow. They need to get saved. Created me a clean heart. Lord, I open myself up unto you to deal with me. We have to give God our heart and our mind. This is why the Bible said, love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Why did it tell you? Because it's telling you, you need to be completely open to God. You're already open to God. Remember that. God sees and knows all things. God controls all things. There's nothing that we can hide from God. All things are naked and open into the eyesight of God. So therefore, there is no point in hiding anything. There's no point in even being ashamed of things. That's not to say that we just go to God all loud and proud that we did things. No, what I'm saying with that is, should there be some type of, like, you're ashamed of it? Yes, because that goes into, like, a contrite heart and a broken, you know, like the Bible said here, sacrifice God, our broken spirit, and a broken and contrite heart. It goes into that, you know, godly sorrow and things like that. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be proud that you went and committed sin or did something against God. No, you shouldn't be proud of that. But at the same time, This doesn't mean that we hide it. What do I mean hide it? When the word of God goes forth and we say, that's not me. No, that's not me. When the word of God goes forth, did David do that? When the word of God went forth on David and said this and that, that and this, David said, oh man, when the prophet Nathan gave the parable of a man that did unjust things, David said, oh man, we're going to get this man. We're going to kill him. We're going to make him restore this. We're going to do that. We're going to do that. But when the prophet said, you're the man, David instantly knew. He knew what the prophet was talking about. Let me explain something to you. When God reveals something in your life, do not dummy up. Don't pretend like you don't know what God is talking about. You know what God is talking about. If the Lord comes and says you're involved in something or just starts speaking about something in general, don't pretend, oh, I don't know what God's talking about. I don't know what the pastor's talking about. I don't know what the Holy Ghost is talking about. That's not me. Don't do that. Submit yourself. You're already seeing. You're already on God's camera. He already saw it. He already knows what you did. The best thing to do is humble yourself. Lord, you're right. It was me. Help me to turn from this. Give me the strength to leave this alone. Lord, forgive me. Wash my sins clean in the blood of Jesus. I turn, but I ask you. This is the reason, another reason why David said, create in me a clean heart, renew the right spirit in me. Because he realized that of his own strength, he can't do it. But if God could come in and mold his heart, if God could come in and turn his spirit, he knew that he could do it. So you got to understand, like the Bible said, without me, Jesus Christ said, without me, he could do nothing. David realized that without God, he could do nothing. Our deliverance comes to him by the strength and the power of God. But how do we get the strength and power of God? By taking the word of God and putting it in our hearts. By taking the word of God and applying it the way that the word of God told us to. This is the reason why the Bible says, don't go around things that war against your flesh. Why? So it keeps you safe. So that then this way you don't have to worry about falling to temptation. Bible tells us don't eat at two tables. Why? Because it keeps the mind sharp and focused on God, not serving God and serving Satan, not having to worry about what did God say and what it becomes. Like I said, you got to grow to love one person and one master and hate the other. There is no such thing as I love both. There is no such thing as straddling the fence. The Bible says either you're hot or you're cold or I'll spew you out. Well, why would he spew out the lukewarm? Because you're trying to play on both sides and you can't do that. If you're cold, Jesus Christ can warm you up. If you're hot for Jesus, in the right way, of course. If you're hot and on fire for God, he can use you. He can deal with you. He can communicate with you. He can mold you. If you're cold, he can still reach you. Why? Because you can still be converted. But if you're like in the middle, you're confused. You're unbalanced.